It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're amazing. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Chris Persianen. Thank you for being here. Whether you're at work, at home, the highways, the byways, the Midwest, up, down south. You could be in Canada. What's up, Toronto? Shout outs to Vancouver. Shout outs to that guy, that farmer who called me and said, JR, you never talk about the farmers. I love farmers. I love to eat. Thank you for what you do. Send that food to Atlanta. Okay? We've already been hanging out for an hour. So we get started, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We talked about Caleb Williams and his dad. He's like, man, it was just thoughts about me not wanting to go to Chicago because, you know, before I got drafted, you think about all the locations, but I love it here. That's what he said. Speaking of fathers and sons, John Halliburton was back in the building to see his son Tyrese have a triple-double and put the New York Knicks up against the wall. Their backs are up against the wall. Hey, we talked about Terry Bradshaw. He cannot stand Aaron Rodgers. He doesn't know why the Steelers are waiting on him. He said that this guy is a joke. He said the situation is a joke. Why are you waiting on him? We got more to do, of course. In an hour from now, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at the top six clutch players that we've seen in the NBA. These are individuals that in a go-to game, oh, I trust them. I want this guy on my team. I'm going to give you my top six list of clutch players that we've seen in the NBA. No, not today. I'm talking about all time. I'm going to give you my all-time list. Then we're going to talk some more NFL as well. Stephon Diggs is hanging out on a boat. NFL players and boats don't necessarily always go together. Trouble typically happens. Might have happened with Stephon Diggs. And we got Myles Garrett just got paid more than $40 million a year by the Cleveland Browns. He's not standing around watching what Shador does, doesn't care what Joe Flacco does. He's hanging out in Japan. Good for him. So we're going to talk some more NFL. We'll talk some NBA. Of course, Minnesota is trying to stay alive tonight against the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Thunder lead the series 3-1. They have a chance to send Minnesota packing at home. One more victory for OKC, and they go back to the finals. Something that they haven't done since they had Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook and James Harden and Serge Ibaka and Kendrick Perkins, who thinks he was the best thing since sliced bread on that team. Yeah, that's the last time they went. And then they lost to the Miami Heat. There you go. Anyway, well, you know what? We'll get into that in a little bit. We'll get into that shortly. Hey, if you want to be a part of the show, you can. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me on the internet. I exist. I am at JR Sport Brief. It's all over the place. Instagram and X/Twitter and the Facebook where the older people argue with each other. I'm all over the place, okay? You find me in all of the places. Thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, SiriusXM 375, and a smart speaker if you have one. Let's go to the phone lines, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Dave. Dave is here from Tampa, Florida. Dave, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, on Sport Brief, all over the place, Instagram,
Turn it down, Dave.
I'm all over the place.
Oh, damn. Dave is listening to me and listening to himself. Well, that's the worst thing to do, by the way. If you're going to call me and then you're going to be on hold, then just do us all a favor. Just talk to me. Don't listen to you. You can hit rewind on the Odyssey app. Let's try Dave again one more time. Maybe Dave got it figured out. Dave from Tampa, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Dave. No, Dave is out to dinner. He's out to lunch. Well, thank you, Dave, for calling from Tampa. Anyway, I told you in an hour from now, we got some more basketball coming up our way. We will have the Oklahoma City Thunder. We're going to have the Minnesota Timberwolves trying to stay alive and move their season forward. I was disappointed last game. Anthony Edwards is a bad analogy. Anthony Edwards basically, this guy fell asleep. He fell asleep at the wheel. This man actually sat around after the game and said, hey, I didn't struggle. I just didn't get my shots up. He took 13 shots, was 5 of 13 from the field, could only muster 16 points, and then he sat around and he said that he didn't struggle. He just made the right plays. Man, they are not paying you to just make the right play, to make the right basketball read. They are paying you to get the team over the hump, to get the job done. And now, once again, similar to what we saw last year with the Minnesota Timberwolves, they're in the Western Conference Finals, and they're about to be eliminated, not this time by the Dallas Mavericks, but by the 68-win Oklahoma City Thunder, led by Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who almost had a triple-double himself on Monday, 40 points, 9 rebounds, and 10 assists. And the Thunder beat him 128-126. Oklahoma City Thunder, they've looked destined for the NBA Finals all year long. Like they were going to go out there and represent the West. I thought that they were going to take on the Boston Celtics. No, that's not the case. Looks like we might have the Pacers representing the East. Knicks winning 3 straight. I don't know about that. Let's see if they can join the history books. But now that Minnesota's facing elimination, and now that people are going to talk about Anthony Edwards going fishing, there's criticism on Anthony Edwards. Because you want to see the big star step up. I've never heard a star athlete just go, hey, I didn't struggle. I was 5 for 13. Man, that's struggling. Like they're paying you to be the best guy on the basketball court to go shot for shot with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and win the game. And you talk about how you passed the ball. Come on, man. The last time I heard that was from LeBron James. LeBron, why don't you shoot the ball at the end? He's like, I made the right basketball play. But LeBron James would ball out like a crazy person all the time. And damn it, I consider Anthony Edwards to be more of an offensive threat and a weapon. It's just strictly scoring than LeBron. LeBron will get on a roll. But Anthony Edwards just seems more of a pure scorer. Inexcusable to say that you did not struggle. And so last night, and no, they didn't play last night, but Charles Barkley wanted to put in some words. Charles Barkley basically said, hey, all you guys over at ESPN, he called them fools, I believe. I think he called them fools. Charles Barkley said, y'all need to stop talking about this man as the face of the NBA. Listen to Sir Charles.
Don't try to make Anthony Edwards the face of the NBA. The face of the NBA is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Joker, and Giannis. You can't give it to people. They have to take it. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is taking it.
Oh, come on, man. We still having a face of the league conversation. Is that not played out by now? Is that not bored? Face of the league? Who brought up face of the league? Oh, ESPN did. Okay, what else is new? Like, there's nothing better to do. Let's just all think about who's the face of the league is. How about it's still LeBron James? How about we don't have one yet? Maybe one day it'll be Victor Wembanyama, but the conversation is one of the most tired sports conversations that we can have on TV, on radio, on the internet. The next thing you know, you're going to have some guy on the radio just in the middle of June going, is it Michael Jordan or is it LeBron James? Who's the greatest of all time? That's the next conversation. Hey, if I ever take a day, maybe I'll stand here and just go, is it MJ or LeBron? And then after that, I'll spend 2 hours having a conversation about who the face of the league is. It's boring. But we can thank ESPN, like Sir Charles said, like Charles Barkley said, because Kendrick Perkins was on television. And Kendrick Perkins actually said, you know, I don't know if this is funny. I don't know if this is sad. I don't know what producer prompted this. Listen to this take. I told you about parents, and sometimes the parents need to stay out of their professional kids' business. And listen to what Perkins had to say about Anthony Edwards being the face of the league.
You got to have your signature shoe. You're going to be in commercials. You're going to have the highlights. You got to have the game. But you know what else you got to have? You got to be a role model, right? And things outside the lines matter. Now, if you go down the list of all the faces of the league in the history of the game, you look at Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Shaq, LeBron, Steph, what did they all have in common? While they was playing in the league, they all were family men. They all were married with kids. And if you think that don't play a role as far as the role model, this is facts. This is not something that I'm making. Hold on. But this is not something that I'm making up. Now, what happened to them after they retired? That's their business. But while they are playing or was playing, they were family men. Married with kids.
What? You got to be married with kids, the face of the league. What happens is Adam Silver walk over to your house. He just pops up in an Uber. And does he give you a crown? Do they hold a secret meeting? Does the face of the league have to get on one knee and be knighted? Like, the face of the league is the most marketable face of the NBA. And that still today is LeBron James. Now, there are players who can be elevated into that spot, but it ain't happening this year. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander could win the championship, and he would then be in consideration for one of the faces of the league. But you got to win consistently. You got to be marketable. Jason Tatum just won an NBA championship last year. He ain't win MVP. He might sell a crap ton of shoes for Nike, a Jordan brand. Ain't nobody looking at him going, is he the face of the league? No, man. Let it happen. The dude who may ascend upon the throne, if he can ever stay healthy, God bless him. His injury was a blood clot. Is Victor Wembanyama. You know, maybe Anthony Edwards passed this year. He could turn it up. Come on now. Michael Jordan didn't come into the league and, yeah, he lit it up scoring-wise. Took him until 91 to win the championship. Okay. 1991. To win a title. The guy had to come in, score, deal with a broken foot. 91, he won a title. Anthony Edwards is 23. Maybe at some point in time he'll win a championship, or maybe he'll win a couple. Maybe he will one day be the biggest, most marketable face in the league. Let these things develop over time. Charles Barkley is right. Tell them guys out there to shut up. And also at the same time, let's just give it a break. Let's enjoy this. We're going to have a champion crown that we've never seen in the NBA before. Unless the New York Knicks have a miracle. They last won the title in 1973. OKC has a chance to get Minnesota the hell up on out of here tonight. And you know what? The head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves, Chris Finch, back up against the wall. He said, we all know what needs to happen to stay alive in Game 5. Listen to this.
We've faced this and gone through these periods before. We know we got to stretch the floor, create more depth and transition, get those guys to the bottom of the floor for a variety of reasons. So it should be a pretty easy adjustment. You just got to put the effort in.
No. That's a coach. Coach speak. Of course, coach speak. No. Anthony Edwards needs to ball out tonight. And Julius Randle, too. Come on. The man had 5 points. This is a multiple-time All-Star who is still in his prime. He had 5 points in the game. And they almost still came back and won because the guys off the bench were dropping 23-21. Alexander, Nikhil Alexander, and Dante DiVincenzo. Come on. They don't need the guys off the bench to give them points. Anthony Edwards needs to show up and not have a off game. And Julius Randle, hey, do more than give us 5 points, okay? I can give you 5 points from the free throw line. Foul me, okay? Minnesota Timberwolves backs up against the wall. Their season could end tonight. Hey, we might get some funny quotes from Anthony Edwards. It might come in a win. It might come in a loss. But I think over the next couple of days and as soon as tonight, might come eventually. Okay, this game gets started in about an hour and a half from now. Minnesota trying to keep their season going. Oklahoma City trying to go to its first NBA Finals since 2012. It'll be a fun one. We'll keep you up to date when they get underway. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. ISN. We come back. I'll take a look at the phones. We come back. We'll talk some more NFL holdouts. At the top of the hour, we'll give you a new top six list. We'll take a look at some of the biggest and best clutch plays that we've ever had in the NBA. We got a lot more to do. You want to call me? You can. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. If you live in Minnesota, good luck tonight. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, we're a little more than an hour away. Oklahoma City Thunder trying to eliminate the Minnesota Timberwolves in Game 5. You want to give me a call? You can. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Oh, look who this guy. Is he a human being? Is he back? Did he return? Let's see who. Oh, it's Dave from Tampa. Maybe he did not get abducted by aliens. Hey, Dave, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Well, I'm going to bring it just the way you like it, JR. I'm a Steelers fan because of Mike Tomlin's coaching. And I'll tell you what, when the Steelers picked up Justin Fields, I jumped off my couch. I go, oh, yeah, there's the future. Then they got Russell Wilson, who's one of my favorite quarterbacks in the league. And now we have Rodgers knocking on the doors. Let me ask you this real quick, JR. Would you, if you were Mike Tomlin, would you doubt Rodgers as your quarterback?
Hold on, Dave. You driving with the window down? What are you doing?
No, I'll turn my fan off. I got the fan turned off.
You got the fan? You're sitting here on the radio with
the 105 degrees here in Florida.
Man, you could stop for 5 seconds. Damn. What's the question? It's okay. I heard most of what you said. I didn't hear the final question, Dave. Dave, what if I were Mike Tomlin, what was the word? Would I trust Aaron Rodgers? Did you say trust?
No, I said, would you doubt him?
Would doubt him in regards to why would I doubt him? Doubt what?
Well, I had him in there like yesterday, and if I'm Mike Tomlin, it's a no-brainer. And if I was a Steelers fan, let me use the Tom Brady effect, and I apologize, JR. I do get pumped up for your show. When Tom Brady came here to Tampa, do you think I really thought we were going to win the Super Bowl the first year? No, but I was happy, and I would be the same way with the Steelers as far as Rodgers.
You're saying if I were Mike Tomlin, would I doubt Aaron? Would I have a doubt in his ability?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's about to be 42 years old by the time we get to the end of later this year. I think there's good reason to doubt his ability. But when you think about the quarterbacks that they currently have on the roster, what do you want them to do?
That's what I'm saying. Go ahead.
No, you certainly don't want to see Mason Rudolph back there, do you?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If I'm Mike Tomlin, I would not doubt the man, and I'd want him in there. I'm using the Tom Brady effect because everybody has to admit nobody saw that coming. And then if Rodgers could go in there and prove everybody wrong.
Yeah. No, I don't. Look, we all know the reality. The man blew out his Achilles two seasons ago. Well, now at this point, two seasons ago, as the season just started for the New York Jets. He missed that entire year. He came back last year, had a decent season. I want to say off the top of my head, 28 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. It looked like he got better as the season went on. And I think there's still something left in his arm and his body. He's certainly one of the smartest quarterbacks that the league has ever seen. Unfortunately for him at this stage of his life, at this stage of his career, he's also one of the most egotistical athletes that we have in the world of sports. And so I think if you're the Steelers, like, what other choice do you have? You wanted to see what Fields had last year. I don't think he developed in the time that they wanted. They wanted him to be able to deliver the football down the field. They can't just run. I don't think anybody could just run down the field with a football or a rushing quarterback. Lamar Jackson, for as much crap as people gave him years and seasons ago, I think it's finally slowed down because he can pass the ball. He just so happens to be a lethal weapon with his legs. Justin Fields, if he's lucky, I think he'll progress to being that with the New York Jets. But he wasn't that last year with the Steelers. And we all know Russell Wilson, him bombs away down the field. He ended up being shot by the end of the season anyway. So they had to move on. I don't blame them for moving on. They would have thrown money, a lot of money at either one or two quarterbacks that we already saw what the result would have been. And I think this is a last ditch. The Steelers are in a bad spot, but they're in a spot like a lot of teams in the NFL looking for a QB, man. I got no problem with them. Aaron Rodgers, I think, will get him to the playoffs if he's healthy.
Oh, JR, great breakdown, and thank you for letting me be overhyper. But I just watched recently his Green Bay Super Bowl win again, and I was looking at these passes. Anybody watches it, the arm that he has, I could see it working in Pittsburgh. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I can too. Not to no Super Bowl winning extent. No, I don't know about that. I'd be very interested to see what type of press conferences we get. What type of commentaries that we would have. Like the New York Jets, Aaron Rodgers, he had them hostage. And the New York Jets basically said, take me now. Yeah, abduct me. That's what the Jets wanted. Think about this. You if you really think about the options that the New York Jets had a couple of seasons ago, when they were like, all right, screw Zach Wilson. This guy sucks. They were looking at Jimmy Garoppolo. What's he done? Nothing. They looked at Derek Carr as their potential quarterback. What's going on with Derek Carr? Oh, that's right. He's done. He's either sitting at home or getting ready to go out. What is Wednesday? He might be going to Bible study. No OTAs for him anymore. Good for him. More time in church. Good. And then we got Aaron Rodgers. What is he doing? Aaron Rodgers is just on his own personal world tour. In his own brain, in his own mind. The New York Jets went for it. And it was very clear they were trying to hit a grand slam. And if they didn't hit a grand slam by winning a Super Bowl, if there was a strikeout situation, they weren't just going to strike out. They were going to strike out, they were going to crash, and then they were going to burn. And that's what happened. Everybody got fired. Everybody is gone. Salah is gone. He's back in San Francisco. Joe Douglas is gone. Joe Douglas is back in Philly. And Aaron Rodgers, he's looking for his next job. I don't think the Steelers, though, I don't think they're going to be at his beck and call. I don't know. Is Aaron Rodgers going to be the death knell for Mike Tomlin? I highly doubt it. We talked about this last hour. Art Rooney III is just like, oh, yeah, we'll wait a little longer. Man, we heard from Mike Tomlin. He's like, yeah, I met with the guy. And we all met, and we'll wait, but I like to be uncomfortable. That's what Mike Tomlin said about the current situation. Man, Aaron Rodgers is going to work out. This might be a terrible analogy, so prepare yourselves. Aaron Rodgers, I don't know, he's like candy for a kid, right? Maybe he's something old in the back of the refrigerator. You look at the date and you just go, what is this? Yeah, forget candy. Candy's a terrible thing for kids. Every now and then. It's like that thing in your fridge. You look at it and just go, do I need to be eating this? Is this good for me? It's not going to kill me. It may cause me some temporary pain maybe later on, but you know what, damn it? I'm going to eat it anyway. Okay, I don't want to say Aaron Rodgers is the forbidden fruit. That sounds terrible. I'm going to call this man an apple. But you know it's not something you should have. And you do it anyway. You grab it anyway. You have it anyway. And then you go through a little bit of pain. The New York Jets went through pain. And now they're currently going through and have gone through a purge. Aaron Rodgers, I think he would work out for the Steelers if he's healthy. Work out towards a Super Bowl? Hell no, I don't think so. And then we'll blink, and the Steelers will be looking for a new quarterback. Mike Tomlin, I don't want to say he might be looking for a job, but I think that might be the thing that kind of pushes him to saying, hey, you know what, maybe it is time to move. Maybe the Steelers will look at that, but I highly doubt it. We're about to find out, I guess, over the next 8 to 12 months, how toxic, how dangerous Aaron Rodgers could be. Is he safe to eat out of the fridge, or is he old and expired? Make your stomach hurt and some other things. We'll find out sooner than later. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Well, Aaron Rodgers, he doesn't have a job to show up to work at right now. I think we all know that much. But there's some individuals who do have jobs who are still not at voluntary workouts. Oh, there's some more names besides the guys that we discussed yesterday. I'm going to tell you what side of the planet Myles Garrett is on. And then I'm going to tell you about Stephon Diggs. I think we knew where he was. I think he might have got caught with some things that you're not supposed to be caught with, especially on camera. I don't know. I don't do some of these things. I'll talk about it on the other side. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. It's the JR Sportbrief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. No, the answer is no. Nobody's ever called me that. No. I've talked at a lot of schools. I should be a professor. I should be. Hey, shout-outs to Professor Robinson at Morgan State. Hey, shout-outs to Jelani, helping to hold things down here with me in Atlanta. And shout-outs to you for listening, too. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Before we went to break, we had a Steelers fan. I guess he didn't go as far as Terry Bradshaw to be upset about the Steelers waiting on Aaron Rodgers. But I guess if you're a Steelers fan, what are you going to do? Like, I guess you feel like you're in purgatory. You're stuck in the middle. You're just in that phase and that space. It's like any relationship. I think most of us might know. You're dating somebody. Maybe you are dating somebody. Maybe they're dating somebody else. Maybe. Who knows? But you just feel like you're just in the middle. You don't know what's going on. The Steelers are, they're like, they're dating Aaron Rodgers, but he doesn't want to commit. He wants to do it on his own time. It's just very, very weird. I've been around long enough. Hey, Chris, you haven't experienced that yet in life, have you? No, right? Of course not.
Nope.
Good. Keep it that way. Try your best, all right?
Well, we'll see.
Okay. Well, you live life for long enough, things happen, though. But I wish you nothing but the best.
Well, I appreciate that, JR. Thank you.
You got it. We do have somebody that is already in a committed relationship. And that, by the way, being in a committed relationship doesn't necessarily guarantee anything as well. Sometimes you get with somebody, and then you're with them. And then right out the gate, it's like, hey, once there's a commitment, once there's an exchange, once there's a contract signed, people start showing their ass right out of the gate. Stephon Diggs. Yeah, of the New England Patriots. Not of the Texans, not of the Bills, not of the Minnesota Vikings. Stephon Diggs of the New England Patriots. Oh, that's right. You haven't seen him in the uniform yet because he blew out his leg last year playing in Houston. I feel like every damn wide receiver in Houston for the Texans blew out their leg. Stephon Diggs is different. He's a veteran. He's, what, 31 years old now, 32? Was in Buffalo complaining about not getting a football, and they were just like, then get out. We don't need you. We got Josh Allen. We don't need you. And he won an MVP without the guy. Stephon Diggs just got himself a three-year, $69 million contract with the New England Patriots, who, by the way, absolutely need a number one wide receiver. They need a veteran wide receiver. They need somebody who can grab more than 1,000 yards and score maybe about 10 touchdowns. Patriots wide receivers don't know what that is. They haven't had a 1,000-yard receiver since Julian Edelman. Julian Edelman is now, I don't know what the hell he's doing TV, he's doing podcasts. He don't play football no more. He grabbed those 1,000 yards back in 2019. Come on now. That's how long it's been. Do we want to blame Belichick? Yeah, why not? Let's blame him. I think at this stage of his life, Bill Belichick is shown to have a bad judgment anyway. We'll see. We'll find out soon. Hopefully Bill Belichick don't sign no contracts, okay? 73-year-old man hanging out with a 24-year-old. Anyway. Stephon Diggs signed his contract. You want to know where Stephon Diggs is? He's not with the New England Patriots. he's not at OTAs. And it is voluntary, but don't you want to make a good impression with your new team? Don't you want to hook up with your new quarterback? Don't you want to try to build a rapport? Don't you want to say, hey, I'm here. I want to be a part of you guys. I want to win. No, I guess not. Because Stephon Diggs over the weekend was hanging out with his apparent new girlfriend. Wait, I never thought I'd say this on the radio. Stephon Diggs was on a boat with Cardi B. Yeah, the musician. Yeah, she makes music. And she used to do some other things, too. I can't talk about those things. She was a dancer, a friendly dancer. But now she makes music. Good for her. He was on a boat with her and a bunch of other women. And apparently, and I saw this on the internet, I have no idea. They said that there was a part of the video he was being recorded. He was passing a woman a baggie of something. I don't know what gets sold in bags. I have no idea. I buy groceries. That's the only thing I buy in bags. But apparently it might be a substance to have a good time. And so this got back to Mike Vrabel. Now, let's be real. Mike Vrabel, former NFL player, used to play for the Patriots. You know Mike Vrabel. 3-time champion with the Patriots. This man looks like he will still punch you in the mouth. Plays no games. The Tennessee Titans basically gave him the boot because he was the smartest man in the building. Come on now. They were dumb for doing that. So now he's a coach of the Patriots. And you think Mike Vrabel wants to spend his first training camp here, his first OTAs. We haven't even got to formal training camp. You think he wants to answer questions about one of his wide receivers who's supposed to be a veteran who just got a new deal, potentially passing drugs out on a boat? You think Mike Vrabel wants to do that? The answer is no. I want you to listen to this question. Then I want you to hear the reporters. I want you to hear Mike Vrabel. And he was pretty much asked about his camp status. Listen to this.
Not if he's not here.
So he's not here.
You guys will find out in a minute. But no, again.
He was here last week. According to a video.
Everything that we're going to do, Karen, is we're going to coach the guys that show up at 8. The ones that say, hey, I got a situation, we'll be here at 8:05. We'll coach those as well. This is a voluntary part of our off-season program. Mm-hmm. And every player that's not here, which there aren't many, have been in communication with me and their position coaches.
Okay. So he's just on a boat for Memorial Day. Maybe it took some time to recover. I don't know. Maybe he shows up tomorrow. I hope he doesn't bring that alleged substance with him. I hope not. Mike Vrabel was asked about that as well. And just listen to what head coach had to say.
Well, it's something that we're aware of. And obviously, we want to make great decisions on and off the field. And we're hoping that with our time here on the field today, and that when we don't have a script and we're on the call-up periods, that we're making great decisions. And so the message will be the same for all our players, that we're trying to make great decisions, and any conversations that I've had with Stephon will remain between him and I and the club.
Oh, that boilerplate. I mean, this is the great part about OTAs. We got players who have to explain themselves. And we heard Caleb Williams basically explaining why the hell he had him and his dad said they didn't want to play in Chicago. We got Mike Vrabel having to answer questions about his supposed-to-be veteran leader, new wide receiver for the New England Patriots coming off of an injury. We didn't show up to work. But I guess if you're Stephon Diggs and you blew out your ACL in October, you're just like, what am I coming to work for? Like, I can rehab on the side of the boat. Why am I showing up to not work out, to just stand around? I get it, but camaraderie, right? NFL guys, well, he's getting $69 million. That's what the contract says. Might as well flex your muscle if you're getting paid a lot of money. Stephon Diggs said, screw the young kids. I don't have to teach them nothing. I'll be there in July. Anyway, he's not the only NFL star that didn't show up to work. Myles Garrett, not around for the Cleveland Browns. Yeah. We had a caller hit us up and asked about the quarterback situation in Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, what happens with Shador? What happens with Dylan Gabriel? What happens with Joe Flacco? What happens with Kenny Pickett? Myles Garrett doesn't care. He'll find out later, just like everybody else. The same Myles Garrett who, by the way, told everybody he wanted to be traded from the Cleveland Browns. He didn't believe that they were capable or close to winning a Super Bowl. it said that it wasn't about money. And the minute that the Cleveland Browns said, hey, man, we're going to pay you more than $40 million a year, Myles Garrett changed his mind. Myles Garrett said, where do I sign? He decided to sign on the dotted line. He said, I'm not trying to go from Cleveland to Canton. I'm just trying to win a Super Bowl. Not with the Browns. Money talks. And so Myles Garrett, not at work today. Myles Garrett, not at voluntary workouts, because Myles Garrett has been in Tokyo, Japan. He was at the Anime Awards with Khloe Kim. No, not Kim Kardashian, Khloe Kim, the snowboarder, the Olympian, a two-time Olympic gold medalist. He was hanging out. Chris, if they ever had kids, they it'd mean they'd have to be Olympians, right? They either play football or be on the snow. Like, whoa.
You know something that would combine the skill set needed for NFL football with the agility needed to be dominant on the snow?
They'd have a power forward as a kid. Kevin Garnett.
I was going to say flag football.
Oh, no. I don't think so.
The newest Olympic sport.
Oh, so by the time, will we still have flag football if they were to have a kid? In 18 years or so, we'd have that. We'd be able to do that.
I think that's up to the Olympic Committee and essentially up to the players in this first 2028 Olympics in L.A. Because if it's boring to watch, well, no, we won't.
Yeah, flag football will be done after 2028.
Does Daryl Doucette Captain America?
I don't know what he is. I know he may not get a chance to go ahead. I do know that Myles Garrett. He's, forget America, like I said, he's out in Japan. And people are saying, well, why are you not at work? Well, it's real simple. Why he's not at work, he don't need to be. He's the highest paid dude on the team. He said he didn't want to be on the team. The team said, no, we still want you. We still want you. They kept him on the team, but just throwing more than $40 million at him for the next couple of years. And so if this is a voluntary workout, he ain't no rookie. Like, this man has the chance and the opportunity to do what he wants. He might as well be the mayor, forget of Cleveland. He might as well be the mayor of the Browns right now. Let Myles Garrett go to the Anime Awards. Let him hang out with Khloe Kim and look at her gold medals. Let him live his life, because he didn't even want to be with the Browns until they paid him. Let him do what he wants. Now, Chris, are you familiar with the Anime Awards? You heard of that? You know what that is?
I mean, I can assume, but I did not know that that was the thing that happened. It makes sense.
No, do you know about anime?
I know about anime. I didn't know there was an award show that people internationally travel to attend.
Well, in Japan, I assume, isn't that the birthplace of anime?
Definitely, and all the mangas and everything. Like, I'm sure it's a great time. I just did literally a different continent. I had no idea.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about anime. I know Dragon Ball Z and it stops there. I don't know nothing else.
Yeah, that's about it. Avatar: The Last Airbender counts as one. I feel like a lot of kids my age watched that growing up.
Okay, I've heard of that. I know that guy. That's the guy with the stick, right?
With the blue arrows on him.
Oh yeah, that guy with the stick. Yeah,
that's good programming, I think.
Is it?
I like it. Well, it's a good show.
I guess when Myles Garrett is late at night in real training camp come July. And he's tired. Why not sit around and watch that, right? What else? You can't watch film all day. You got to have a life, right?
Well, maybe your life is film.
I don't know. What do they say? All fun? How do they say? All work and no play makes Johnny a dull boy. I don't think. Crap. I mean, have you seen Myles Garrett? I don't know if he needs to look at film. He doesn't need to go to the gym. He just looks fine. He did have those foot issues not too long ago. I think he'll be perfectly fine. Myles Garrett, he took the money. And the Cleveland Browns are pretty sure he said, yeah, I won't be at voluntary workouts. And they said, okay. All right. As simple as that. Hey, good luck to the Browns. They got bigger problems to worry about. Like, who's going to go out there and throw the football? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You don't have to worry about me. I am right here. I am going nowhere. Okay, as you know, every single Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list. We're minutes away from today's top six list. I'm going to share with you my personal list of some of the most clutch NBA players that we have ever seen in the league. This is my list. If I'm going into a big game, this is who I want on the court. This is who I want getting the buckets. This is who I want getting the shots. And I'm not just talking now. I'm talking throughout the course of NBA history. A new top six list coming your way just in a few minutes. And then how about this? In about 40 minutes from now, we're going to see if we have a clutch performance. Minnesota Timberwolves, the Oklahoma City Thunder. Thunder trying to go to the finals. Minnesota Timberwolves just trying to stay alive. That game tips off in about 40 minutes. But a new top six list on the other side. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.